Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department. Baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Boats.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Ravens have agreed to a three-year extension with tight end Mark Andrews. The deal is worth $39.3 million with $26 million guaranteed, according to NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is practicing but is still working his way back from a dislocated elbow. Head coach Dan Quinn says they'll wait until Friday to determine whether Daniels can play on Sunday or not against the Vikings. Elsewhere, Chiefs left tackle Josh Simmons had wrist surgery and has been placed on injured reserve. Simmons suffered the injury on Thanksgiving and will now miss at least the next four games. And five individuals have been announced as finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2026. Coach Bill Belichick and contributor Robert Kraft made the list, as well as seniors Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and LC Greenwood. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, December 4th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
County Bar Association releases statement on concerns over bias and fairness. Paso Robles City Council to discuss food truck findings in next regular meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one and the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo County Bar Association released a statement on December 1st in response to concerns raised in the community about statements made by an elected legal official. The release does not name the official directly. The statement says, quote, Statements that may be reasonably perceived as targeting individuals or groups based on faith, background, or ideology risk undermining the appearance of fairness that is foundational to the administration of justice. The release continues, the principles of fairness, equality, and respect are not political values. They are professional obligations. Our justice system functions best when every person can expect impartial treatment. This statement was voted on by a majority vote of a quorum of the County Bar Association Board of Directors with a special meeting. No judicial officials or members of the district attorney's office were present or voted. After parting ways with the former head coach, Paul Wolf, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo has announced who will be the new head coach for the Mustangs football. Former interim head coach at UCLA, Tim Skipper, has been named the 19 head football coach for Cal Poly Mustangs. A release by Cal Poly says he arrives with 25 years of collegiate coaching experience and positive momentum following the job he did the past season at UCLA. Skipper has previously coached for Fresno State, Central Michigan, Western New Mexico, Sacramento State, and more. Skipper said he is extremely excited to become the next head football coach at Cal Poly, and thanks Carter Henderson and Cal Poly President Armstrong for entrusting him with this opportunity. City of Paso Robles to discuss food truck ad hoc recommendations in next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles City Council will review the findings and recommendations from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee in its next meeting, Tuesday, December 16th. The Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met twice previously and have made several recommendations to Council. Recommendations include adhering to noise regulations, limiting shade structure space, carrying a city and county business license and permit, and others. The City Council will choose which recommendations to approve or amend. The community will also have an opportunity to provide input on the matter. The meeting will be held Tuesday, December 16th at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Atascadero Library will be closed this weekend due to a water shutoff and water main repairs. The library's closure starts Friday, December 6th and will reopen Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. for regular business hours. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic light up the downtown. Experience City Hall, the sunken gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities will start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the light up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in the Model A fire truck making his way around the sunken gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown City Park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And Templeton Rec Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. The event is free with no RSVP necessary. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Lions will face the Cowboys. On Sunday, KPRL will have the Steelers and Ravens, then the Raiders and Broncos, and finally the Texans and Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets beat the Kings 121-95, the Clippers over the Hawks 115-92, the Nets beat the Bulls 113-103, the Bucks over the Pistons 113-109, the Mavericks beat the Heat 118-108. Tonight, the Warriors will face the 76ers. The Lakers will go against the Raptors. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, Governor Gavin Newsom on the road again, speaking at a forum in New York City, once again admitting that he's at least thought about running for president in 2028.
I hate those politicians say I haven't thought about the future in that respect.
Okay, so how much are you thinking about it then?
But not to the degree that you think, and perhaps others that are more cynical.
Newsom saying he's enjoying putting a mirror to President Trump's behavior and urging Americans to pay attention. He says it appears to be working. Newsom in Washington today campaigning for federal aid money for L.A. fire survivors. The first resident to rebuild in Altadena after this year's Eaton fire moves in.
Altadena is a very special place. I've met a lot of neighbors that I never would have known because of this fire. People have stopped by during the build. And I've met a lot of very wonderful people, and there's more of a sense of community now than ever before.
Ted Korner receiving a certificate of occupancy for a primary resident, the first person to do so after losing a home back in January. Gas prices averaging $4.51 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Staples presents An Easy Holiday.
My holiday list was a mile long.
Fa-la-la-la, boo-hoo-hoo.
Staples made it easy with big savings on tech gifts.
I'm listening.
And I saved big on custom holiday cards, too. Plus, Staples has UPS shipping in-store.
Holy flying reindeer. Shop Staples today for 60% off custom cards, invites, wrapping paper, labels, stamps, and photo gifts.
That was easy.
In-store and online expires 12/20. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steelusa.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom spoke with AgAlert about representing Central Valley constituents in Sacramento, engaging with farmers in her district and her observations following her first year in the Assembly. Some industries are really hurting. Cherries had a bad year. Folks aren't purchasing wine grapes as much as they were. Farmers and the agricultural industry are facing very real challenges, said Ransom, whose district encompasses much of the San Joaquin County and part of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. She is among a handful of state lawmakers who reincarnated an unofficial Central Valley caucus. It's a bipartisan group of legislators who decided we're going to work together, regardless of our political differences, to make sure the Central Valley and the ag and rural communities have a voice, Ransom said. That way, we have a little bit more power than we would have initially. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. A traffic collision near Golden Hill Road and Highway 46 East has traffic in the immediate area significantly impacted, particularly on the westbound lane of the 46 East. No other official information is available at this time. Again, a traffic collision near Golden Hill Road on the 46 East has traffic in the immediate area significantly impacted, particularly on the westbound lanes. Traffic report was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. Having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K-John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies with low 30s tonight, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, upper 60s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 34 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new Cajon's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The poaching of top Apple executives continues.
They've lost their COO, their CFO, their head of AI, and now their design chief. His name is Alan Dye. He's been with Apple for 19 years. He will run design at Meta. What he did at Apple is basically shape how we interact with our devices, the software that is used by billions of people around the world.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. Russian authorities say they've imposed restrictions on Apple's video calling service FaceTime, alleging it's being used for organizing what it calls terrorist activities. The announcement marks another step in Russia's ongoing effort to try and control internet and online communications. And consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says the total number of layoffs it's tracked so far this year has topped 1.1 million. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast. Your busy day every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking, convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else: do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K-John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K-John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Still have plenty of time to make the holidays beautiful, warm, inviting, and also make some memories for you. And that means the lights. Call Aaron King at Slow Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County. He'll help you out. Call Aaron for a free estimate, 805-464-7689.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too. But I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up to take the pressure off your back and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers review are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On December 4, 1867, an organization was founded that resulted in the federal government stepping in to regulate big business. Coming up is the story of this organization and how its influence reached well beyond the founder's dream. Oliver Hudson Kelly grew up in Boston. He knew he wanted to become a farmer, so he went to St. Paul, Minnesota, and bought some land. He experimented with new crops and used elaborate irrigation systems to water his land. As a result of his writing about his scientific farming, Oliver was hired to work for the Commissioner of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. Traveling the United States, he was impressed with the friendliness of the farmers, as well as the loneliness of their job. He decided it would be great to start an organization of farmers so they could socialize and share ideas and problems. On December 4, 1867, Oliver Kelly organized the Order of the Patrons of Husbandry. It became known under a much simpler name, the Grange. They talked about problems such as the exorbitant prices charged by warehouses and railroads to store and transport their crops. Realizing they had a powerful organization, members of the Grange petitioned state and federal governments to get them to exert controls over these industries. As a result, the Grange laws were passed. Although they didn't solve the farmers' problems, precedents were set. And politicians started legislating industries from meatpacking to drug making, stating it was their job to protect the interests of all the people. The Grange was also influential in passing the Interstate Commerce Act of 1887, bringing the railroads under federal regulation.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The San Luis Obispo County Bar Association released a statement in response to concerns raised about statements made by an elected legal official. The release does not name the official directly. The statement by the Bar Association says, quote, statements that may be reasonably perceived as targeting individuals or groups risk undermining the appearance of fairness that is foundational to the administration of justice. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with the holiday magic. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with the countdown at about 6 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Republicans have a new member of the House today, swearing in Congressman Matt Van Epps.
The people of Tennessee didn't send me here to just give a speech. They sent me here to deliver. And that is exactly what I intend to do.
He defeated Democrat State Rep. Efton Bain in Tuesday's special election in Nashville, Tennessee. The FBI arrests a man suspected of planting bombs at the RNC and DNC headquarters on January 5th, 2021, just hours before the Capitol riot the next day. The 2026 World Cup draw takes place at noon Eastern at the Kennedy Center in D.C. Fox's Frank Lanza.
Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are the host countries Legendary athletes Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Aaron Judge, and Shaquille O'Neal will all take part. Comedian Kevin Hart and model Heidi Klum will host the event.
The tournament kicks off in June on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hayrides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late and wine and beer tastings will be available for participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine mixed in, mid-60s today. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 30s. And we'll have mostly sunny on your Friday with highs expected in the mid-60s. And for the remainder few days, mid-60s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Well, upper 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday and maybe 70 a week today. All sunshine with some high clouds. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:58 a.m., 4:50 p.m., and we are at still 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Karen's in this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. More politics, so enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24-7. Call them, 805-466-6188. All right, we're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which is also the text number, 238-KPRL.
She just started writing the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the boats. This is a email. Last hour, you had a caller asking why we don't just capture the boat and survivors from after bombing them. First, I seriously doubt there would be any survivors. What people don't understand is that the boat was just struck with highly explosives, and as a result, vaporized hundreds of pounds of fentanyl. If the explosion didn't kill all those on board, the fentanyl would. For this exact reason, you wouldn't want to send our troops anywhere near that boat. Also, I seriously doubt that these boats are targeted without knowing exactly what's on them. Well, that's what I thought, too. Let's see here. Let's see. Kill them all if that's what it takes to keep America safe. Okay. This is just a simple approve. Lack of God in many people, lack of God in many people's lives is the core reason. This has to do with why Americans continue to use and get it and stay addicted to drugs. Let's see here. The mainstream media keeps telling the viewers that these are fishing boats. It's pretty obvious that they are not fishing boats. Go down to any harbor and look at the boats. Best information. And also we have an update here. Well, not an update, but somebody. Accident on 46. Looks like one car and a box truck. Golden Hill at the 46 has to turn left or right. Traffic to Lowe's, Malahi, etc. should go to Buena Vista and then left after Allegretto. About a dozen law enforcement vehicles all around. This came in at 8:04. It's a mess, according to this. So heed the warning. Hi, good morning.
Avoid 46 and Golden Hill. There's a bad accident on it. So,
yeah, we just we've got that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Dave.
Hi there. See, I want to report. Talk about the news story about the Bar Association. Am I on the air right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Well, it's my opinion that, you know, like the sheriff and the DA, they're elected political officials, and I think that they should have complete freedom of speech, and that they made a statement, the bar, I mean, you know, one of them would like to be the DA. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right, but you said the word complete freedom of speech.
Yeah, just like anybody else, except like yelling fire in a theater. They're elected official, and if the people don't like what they said, they could vote them out of office next time. Now, if it was a judge, that's a different story. You know, they're getting a judge mixed up with a DA, don't you think?
I don't know, but I'm always leery of the word complete, because how far do you want to take it? I know you may not mean it in the literal sense. However, you know, social media and technology has led to more problems regarding issues like this. And I would answer it kind of this way, Daff. If you're in a certain position, you may have, according to law, complete freedom of speech. But I also think you should use discretion on how you use your freedom of speech, and that has to do with the position you hold. We've seen a lot of people have to take heat or get in trouble, or in some cases lose their jobs, because they decided to put something on social media where probably best not to do it. Now, they had a right to do it, but should they do it?
Yeah, I think they should be able to do it if they want, especially, well, in this case, what he didn't say anything. Yeah, I don't see what they're getting all upset about. It's freedom of speech.
Well, because
and it wasn't there off the wall.
Well, I know that, but people twist things today. So why would you not want to minimize that, again, depending on the position you have? Yeah, I mean, we had a school teacher here recently who made some comments regarding the Charlie Kirk assassination. Now, she still has her job, and we were told from the school district, well, that's her private thoughts and so forth, so she's allowed to do that. Okay, even if you agree with that, should she have done that in the position she had?
I'm more thinking about what I was talking about.
Well, you know? I'm going to lump them together because they're sort of the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's just my opinion that I don't think the DA did anything wrong. He didn't. And if people don't like it, all those Bar Association attorneys, well, they could run against him and take his job, because I'm sure that's what they would like to do. I'm sure that's part of their agenda.
I probably agree with you on that.
Oh, and then, you know, I went to Hewitt's this morning, recognized the little red truck, and then I saw the guy's golden lab in the back of it chained up. And, I mean, the look on that dog's face, it looked like these dogs are in the commercial, the ASPCA commercials where they're mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
That dog, it was miserable. But anyway, I went in and I told the guy, I said, well, your dog sure is cold. And he says to me, oh, no, she's really happy. And then he says, oh, she'll really be happy when we're going down the freeway. I mean, that... Those dogs have short hair, and that you could tell that dog was in misery.
Mm.
And that guy was just completely oblivious to here. He has a dog, thinks he loves his dog, and then puts his dog in the back of that cold metal truck going down the freeway. I told him it's 30 degrees out there. Your dog has a look on his face like he's not that happy.
Yeah, so you think this guy's a jerk, huh?
Well, I mean, he's sure pretty insensitive to his dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hair on that dog's is less than most humans have. And doesn't a human's head get cold when they're outside without a hat? In 30 degree weather.
I really haven't thought about that.
In 30 degrees
okay.
without covering.
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to
all right.
mention those things.
All right. Well, thanks for doing so.
You betcha.
All right. Real quick, before I go back to the phone line, this has to do with something here. We were just talking about this is the singles ad in the, again, this is social media. It says, single black female seeks male companionship. Authenticity not important. I am very good looking girl who loves to play. I love long walks in the woods, riding in your pickup truck, hunting, camping, and fishing trips, cozy winter nights laying by the fire. Candlelight dinners will have me eating out of your hand. When you get home from work, I'll be at the front door wearing only what nature gave me. Call this number and ask for Daisy. This is on the social media. Over 1,500 men found themselves talking to the Atlanta Humane Society about an 8-week-year-old black Labrador retriever. Thanks for sending that in. Little levity this morning. Okay. Texting, if the boats were full of bombs and men came to kill us, would we blow them up or wait till they got here? More drugs than bombs are killing Americans. All right. Kill All. I saw the movie Man with the Golden Arm, and it scared me so much, I would never try any drugs. Well, most of us don't, because we learn at a very young age. I'm wondering why they don't just follow the boats to their destination, then take it from there. Trump has alluded to the land. He has alluded to that, particularly yesterday in his news conference, mentioning that, because they know where most of the... buildings are, whatever you want to call them. 238-5775-238-KPRL. And so the United States, we spend more than we have spent since 1971 more than $1 trillion on the war on drugs. And this has done what? Now, I think what we're missing here sometimes is that the war on drugs, when we say drugs, we always think of illegal drugs. But a big problem in the United States is the legal drugs. But, as we have for years pointed out, when government gets involved in many things, what happens? The problems get worse. Or people just find a way about around them. Now, I did have it up this morning. I don't know where it went. But in 2016, the United States government put, and again, lack for a better term, they put restrictions on the drugs doctors can give to their patients. you know, the time prescription. I don't know how all that works because I don't do that stuff. And the only prescriptions that I've gotten over the years are for, you know, preparation for surgery or something like that. So this law went into effect in 2016. And again, I'll just say, making it more difficult for doctors or people to be able to go down to the drugstore and get this thing refilled or whatever. Okay. And there was a reason for that. Well, what has happened since then? The problem has gotten worse. People that you wouldn't suspect have become addicted to drugs, and this is all ages, particularly older people, more older people in some circumstances. The government stuck their nose in there, and they were going to help and so forth. They don't go to the root of the problem. That was my basically my reason for asking me a question today. All right, that's great. You want to go after those boats? Fine. I'm all for it. Sink them. Destroy them. Whatever. Make an example of them. But why are they needed? Because people in the United States want the drugs. Why do they want the drugs? Well, we started that this morning a little bit. It's a very complex situation. But again, with almost 18,000 specialized substance use treatment facilities, has this become a cottage industry, just like the homeless? I would say yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You're right on the demand for it. The problem is, I think, I sent you the little text about it. The problem is the education system. The teachers' union, if you will. You know, when kids go to school, they should be excited about learning so they can get that job and of their choice that they choose to later, you know. And that's how it is in other countries, but not in this country. We are, I think the reason there are cartels is because our thirst to get high or get numb because of our society. And it's been like that forever. My mom and dad are from Holland, and there's a phrase my uncle told me, you know, if you nooit het stots, you guys are always wanting to have sex. You know, that's what drugs do. There's nothing left. That's the only way to satisfy yourself from all this idiocy. But so, yes, I'm with you as far as the family, you know, it's in the family. But, all right, so the family has this great structure. And then now the kid goes off to the school or out, you know, just out the door, out to the, you know, out to society, out just outside. And you know, how are you gonna? That's gonna take a very strong mind of a kid to say no. I don't want to. You have to be an Amish, and maybe in the Amish community, that kind of kid can, you know, be isolated from the rest of the garbage in this country.
Well,
but it's our freedom to go get high. Go ahead.
Well. But where is primarily the character in the kids? Where does that come from?
A strong family, a culture.
Right.
A strong culture.
That's not brought up in not only this issue, but many other issues in this country. It's avoided by the leaders, or so-called leaders. When we have the same group of minority people that are failing and getting in trouble and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's not pointed out. It's somebody else's fault, isn't it? They don't address, they don't address the root cause or one of the causes of this problem. Now, I'm not saying that if, you know, all of us lived like Ozzie and Harriet, we'd have no issues. That's not what I'm saying. But there certainly is a correlation, and that's been proven. But people don't like to hear that.
Exactly. They don't like to hear it. Ignorant.
So, and I think part of this all goes back, well, not all of it, but I look at it, okay, so we have all these 18,000 facilities, probably most of them government-employed facilities, people making good money. We have all this money for homeless, people making good money. These are industries that have been built up within the United States of America over the course of time, to really solve a problem? No, how do we solve a problem in California with drugs? We give them drug needles. We put them in hotels, and we give them what they need to continue to stay on drugs because, well, at least they're in a hotel and it's safer. This is how
somebody's
we solve the problem.
Money. Right. Yeah, somebody's going to govern, you know, follow the money.
Right. So, you know, one of the questions was brought up with this, you know, again, this was during COVID with the hotels and bringing them booze and drugs and so forth. Where is the government getting the illegal drugs from?
Yep.
How can a government official with our tax money go get drugs, buy it, and then give it to drug addicts?
Yep.
You and I do that, we're in jail.
Yep.
See, it's the hypocrisy that just, and again, I'm saying this is on both sides. This is not one side. I mean, it's heavier on another side, but this just drives me up the wall.
Here's another thing. Here we are walking around with our sodas in our hand, our sodas, coffee in our hand. Got that walking around. That's a drug. I mean, in the same sense, you go up to a soda machine. It's got caffeine in it. And you go and high fructose corn syrup, whatever. And so in Holland, they sit down and finish their meal or drink this drink, and they don't go walking around with something in their hand tethered to their drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know.
Same idea. Same thing.
Right.
We're all drug addicts.
Well, of course, you know what the number one drug problem in the United States is, don't you?
Alcohol?
Yeah. Alcohol is the most commonly abused substance.
The other day, just yesterday, I heard that the marijuana use is above the alcohol abuse now.
For younger, in the younger population.
Okay, yeah.
So?
You know, once you try something like that, you're screwed. You know, something that you go, hey, this makes you feel good. You know what I got to point out is that the medicine man, you know, in an Indian situation, they didn't say, well, here, okay, you know, it is a good medicine, whatever. But they didn't say, well, here, now take it home with you, enjoy doing it on your own, but I trust you won't do this. No, they administered it. This is just a dream, probably. Let's do it here and come to me again when you. But no, you don't take this with you and go take all you want and do all you want. You know, just like in medication, the same idea. You know, we trust you. You won't abuse it.
Well, many Americans like to gouge themselves in quite a few things, including food. And we can see that by just watching people walk around.
Including food. Yes.
Okay. Well, nice phone call.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Let's see here real quick. Boats. If they were filled with unborn children, the Democrats would be all for bombing them. It's probably true. All righty. On this day in 1843, Manila paper is patented by John Mark and Lyman Hollingsworth. We all know what Manila paper, Manila folders. By the way, I don't know where it came, the name came, but they did this in Massachusetts.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Pasturable City Council will review the findings and recommendations from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 16th. The meeting will be held in Nordstrom at Centennial Park at about 6 p.m. A traffic collision near Golden Hill Road on Highway 46 East has traffic in the immediate area significantly impacted. No other official information is available at this time. Again, a traffic collision near Golden Hill Road on the 46 East has traffic in the immediate area significantly impacted. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, more local politics this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 with Karen on Sound Off. So enjoy that and enjoy your day. Still some fog out there. Be careful on the roads. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. keep the cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.